Agenda item number 18, discussion and possible action on Granger Lake Water Supply Maintenance Project, presented by John Hoffman.
Directors, this is kind of picking up where David left off, and he already, you know, kind of talked to you a little bit about our water treatment facility there at East Williamson County, and the background behind our purchase of that, and the fact that we knew when we bought this facility that the existing intake was built up in the shallow end of the reservoir, which left us vulnerable to both flooding events and drought events. We bought a package deal. We bought the water treatment facility along with that intake. The water treatment facility went from a 5 MGD facility that we bought. We've expanded it to a 12.7 MGD facility that we have in place right now. And our primary customers for that facility are the City of Taylor and Jonah Water Supply Corporation, Jonah Water. Next slide. This is a little different view of the same map that you were looking at just a second ago, but it gives you an idea of the logistics that we have. Let's go to the next slide. All right, this is getting down to the nitty-gritty down here at this old intake. If you're at the intake and you're looking north, this view is back to the left, up to the northwest, and this looks up the San Gabriel River. And what you can see from this picture is the lake used to go out and cover all of this, and now it's down low enough to where we're down into the river channel. Go to the next one. This one here is looking directly out from where the intake structure is out into the lake, and our structure is submerged out somewhere around in this area here.
How much cover is over it right here?
Water
cover, yeah.
6 foot, but stay tuned. Go to the next slide. Now this one will be looking out to your right, which is up basically to the northeast. And what you see here is the defined river channel has come up against the bank, and it's working its way up through right up there. Go to the next slide. Now this breaks it down into a topo type map, and they've done it based on color. But what we were looking at right there is where the river kind of turns and runs north, and it snakes around out here as it heads towards the main body of the lake. The problem that we've got is that this river channel that David talked about, the silt coming into the river channel as it runs in here and the silt settles out, you can see how the pattern of the silt has in fact settled out there, and it's only the scouring of the flows of the rivers that keeps the channel open. Right along in here, there is a hump of sediment that under today's conditions is somewhere between 3.5 and 4 feet deep. So what we knew from 2009 is that when that lake gets to a certain level, we have to get very concerned about that hump, because what it's going to do is isolate us from the water in the main body of the lake, so that our intake down here would effectively be cut off from our water supply out here in the lake. So we went after 2009 scared us to the Corps of Engineers and started working on getting a dredge and fill permit from them, because we didn't have any idea how long it was going to take us. And if you'll remember 2009, it rained in September of 2009, and because we were looking at a really bad situation, and the rain came in and kind of saved us from that. So it bought us enough time to go to the Corps and get them to pre-bless a dredge and fill operation should we ever need to do one. Who knew that a year and a half later we were going to be looking at the exact same set of circumstances developing, except this time we went through the fall and it still didn't rain. So we decided it would be a good time to go ahead and get an engineer on board to help us map out what the future would look like if that lake drops another couple of feet. And if the drought conditions were to continue, that was what we were looking at. Now, all along in the last 12 months, we've had Brad and his team in Water Services continually looking at the levels of the lake relative to the elevation of our intake and projecting out, okay, how much time do we have? How much time do we have? How much time do you have? Well, when we got to September of this year and it hadn't rained, it was like it's time to go out there and look at trying to get the engineers on board and see what else we need to do. So
the new intake would prevent that, right? But
exactly.
This is the interim.
If we could get that one built, we won't need this. And if it rains, every time it rains, it pushes our timeline out. We gained about 8 inches of elevation in Granger in January. 8 inches doesn't sound like a whole lot, but 8 inches is a lot at Granger. So Ed pushed that timeline out for us, and I'll show you here in a second a graph that illustrates that. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to that. I'm probably going to mess up briefing Brad's slide, but what this does is it really graphically shows the different modeling scenarios that they came up with to say, okay, what if it's like 2011 all over again looking forward? What does that look like? Well, 2011 looks like this, where we had a situation with basically no inflows into the reservoir project. And when that happens, we're looking at somewhere in the September-October time frame, September time frame for our intake being out of water. If we go to what was previously our worst-case scenario, then that pushes that timeline back to the November-December time frame. So that's about much how much time we've got. Because y'all meet quarterly, it's a problem because we will hold off on spending money on this until we absolutely have to, but when we have to, we'll have to spend a bunch of money quick. Now, Friesen Nichols is working real time on going through the options, and the two options are basically this. You can either dredge your way out through the channel to take that hump out and get as much out of that channel towards the main body of the lake, or you can do what I would call a pump and pipe scenario where you install a pump barge or something out there and do like they're having to do up at John Grant territory up there at CRMWD where you got a pump from out in the main body of the lake on a pipeline over the flat back up to the water treatment plant.
It's like pumping sludge or something.
Exactly, but much bigger. So what we're looking at right now is Freeze thinks, based on their experience, that it's going to be $2 million or less, whatever the option we choose is. So based on that, we're coming to y'all and asking y'all to bless us up to $2 million to be able to keep water flowing to our customers out of this plant, with the understanding that the hydrology and the elevation of that lake are going to be what drive the decision-making. We won't do anything we don't have to do, but when it comes time to move, we'll have to move pretty quickly. The thing that we'll have to balance against, though, is when it gets that dry in Texas, we will be competing with everybody else for equipment and contractors. So you want to hold off as long as you can and still be able to get the people that you need with the expertise that you demand that have the right equipment to be able to come in and get this thing done so that it's dredged out in time for us to keep our intake in water.
Now, when is the Garney contract that was bid and just authorized approval, when is that going to be complete?
It'll be complete spring of 13. Spring of 13, yeah. So we're off about a year.
And by the way, I said Freeze and Nichols. There were two different entities that answered RFP, and Freeze happened to be the one that was most qualified. So that's who we're working with. But that's really what we're looking at, and we have a resolution for you to be able to take us forward. It's a two-part resolution, I believe. Part of what we have to do here is to get budget authorization for this, and we're using savings that we have elsewhere within the project to be able to cover this. We believe we're going to be able to come in a little bit less on our intake project, and we'll be able to.
So what's the timing on the new intake? Do we have a projection?
2013.
We ought to be live in early spring of 13.
Questions? Read the resolution.
Okay. But be it resolved that the Board of the Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into an agreement with a qualified firm for engineering design and construction oversight services and a qualified firm to perform construction services to maintain water supply at the existing East Williamson County Regional Water System intake from the main body of Granger Lake and an amount not to exceed $2 million. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to amend the fiscal year 2012 capital projects budget by establishing a Lake Granger water supply maintenance project in the amount of $2 million with funds transferred from the current Lake Granger intake project.
You heard the reading of the resolution. Motion to adopt.
Mr. Chairman, question before we vote. John, didn't you say there's about a half a million dollar project to pump that out if we have to? The cost of removal that moved.
No, sir. There was a half a million dollars whenever we had to go in. And basically what happened in 2007 was we had a water bomb that hit up in your country.
The cost of this is more than that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. That just got the junk off our intake and got us a new stainless steel cage for the top of the intake structure.
Hold the board, please.
Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
No.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Okay. Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.